Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Ian Dale in Washington with Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Both join us now. Good afternoon to you both. I see just outside the St. John's Church in Washington that the Trumps are due to come out, it looks like. It looks like a drizzly, rainy day in Washington, Ian. But what does the atmosphere feel like? Is there one?
Not yet, it has to be said. When I came out of my hotel this morning, it started raining, and you thought, well, that's not a good sign for this inauguration day. With the hundreds of thousands of people that are expected to watch the inauguration on the Washington Mall, they are going to have a pretty miserable time if the weather continues as it is. Most of Washington is very, very quiet. In sort of where I am at the moment, there's very few people around at all. But sort of come 4 or 5 o'clock, I think it's going to be a lot busier, particularly, obviously, in the Capitol Hill area.
And do we know the scale of people who've travelled from all corners of the states to come and show their support for him?
They really have come from all parts of the country. On the programme yesterday, I played out a couple of interviews with some people I met from Alabama at the Jefferson Memorial on Wednesday night at midnight, as you do. And they were so enthusiastic. There's a group of about 12 of them, and they were trying to do a sort of big group selfie. And I saw them do it. I said, hang on a minute, let me take it for you. Oh, my God, you're from Britain. I love your accent. Of course, sort of getting Vox Pop interviews with people when you have a British accent in Washington is comparatively easy.
That wears off after a while.
I was about to say, yes, Simon Marks, I'm sure that wears off. Listen, we've had a few commentators over recent weeks and callers and texters today as well suggesting that America is having something of a, I was going to say quiet, but there's nothing quiet about Donald Trump, but a revolution of sorts. Does it feel like that, a quiet revolution?
Well, I saw that last night the Reuters news agency described Washington, D.C. as conflicted, a city conflicted. And I think that's very true in many ways. I mean, you know, the streets here, as Ian was saying, certainly outside the area where the inauguration is taking place, are completely dead. And many residents of this city have fled Washington, D.C. Because we've got the inauguration today and then huge protests here tomorrow. And I think the city itself is genuinely conflicted. On the one hand, it's serves as the majestic backdrop for the pomp and circumstance that we're about to see play out here over the next few hours. The peaceful transition of power, as Barack Obama keeps reminding everybody, is a hallmark of American democracy. On the other hand, this is a city where people live, and the vast majority of them are Democratic Party voters and supporters. And so I think the city finds itself in a rather curious mood at the moment as it waits for this transition in power. The vast majority of people who live in the confines of Washington, D.C. are not happy that Donald Trump is about to move into the White House, and they have enormous questions, as his supporters and protesters here have, about precisely what direction he's going to take the country over the next 4 years.
And Ian,
I think Simon's right on that.
Go on.
However, we had a cab driver last night. We saw some protests. Again, this was about 11 o'clock at night in central Washington. These sort of balaclava people. There was only about 300 or 400 of them. It's comparatively peaceful. But we got a cab back to the hotel, and we had a black female cab driver. And believe me, she was quite a character. And she thought Trump was fantastic. She thought he needed to be given a chance. So although Washington in many ways is sort of Islington writ large in terms of the sort of
Islington, London,
sort of
because, you know, there's an Islington in Liverpool that's very different from the one
really?
In London, just to be clear. Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I suspect that outside the beltway bubble, as you might call it in Washington, people have a slightly different view of what's going on. And it's sort of the silent majority, again, as usual, don't get the voices necessarily in the mainstream media in this country.
Let's just give people a sense of what's coming up after four, Ian, because the inauguration programme proper begins at 4:15, and there's the usual readings by and voices of religious leaders before the oath of office just after 4:30 is administered by Justice Clarence Thomas. And that is really the moment, isn't it? And I know you'll be bringing it to us live.
Yes. The key moment, I think, I'm looking at Simon, that's 4:46. That will be when Donald Trump takes the oath of office. That's the dramatic moment. And then we're going to hear from the new president. Now, normally, when a president makes his first speech on the podium on Capitol Hill, it lasts for quite a long time. But we're told that Donald Trump's speech is only going to last 20 minutes. And I'll believe that when I see it, because I suspect he'll go off script. I suspect we'll have a lot of typical Donald Trump soundbites in this speech. I don't think we'll get the soaring rhetoric that we had from Barack Obama 4 and 8 years ago. But you never know. Donald Trump is a man full of surprises. So I think that is something that everyone ought to want to listen to. And then, of course, we're going to get all the reaction to that. We'll have reporters out on the parade route later as well. It is going to be quite some spectacle here.
Worth noting, Sheila, that very shortly after Donald Trump takes that oath of office at around 4:46 London time, by 4:47, 4:48, the man with the nuclear football has moved into his vicinity and away from the vicinity of Barack Obama. So if nothing else concentrates minds, the reality is that by about 10 to 5 this afternoon, Donald Trump has his hand, his finger on the nuclear trigger.
Thank you. Look forward to all of that with you both. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, and Ian Dale from 4 with Drive, live from Washington. We'll hear briefly from Ian before 4 as well.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.